This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today during the event organized at the Indian Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi unveiled two major initiatives in the agriculture sector, Prime Minister's Dhan Dhaniya Krishi Yojana and Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses, with an outlay of more than 35,000 crore rupees. PM Dhan Dhaniya Krishi Yojana has been launched with an outlay of 24,000 crore rupees with an objective of enhancing agricultural productivity, increasing adoption of crop diversification and sustainable agriculture practices, and improving irrigation facilities and facilitating availability of long-term and short-term credit in the selected 100 districts. While the mission of Atmanirbharta in Pulses have been launched with the outlay of 11,440 crore, the PM also launched, inaugurated and laid the foundation of a stone of multiple projects and schemes worth over 42,000 crore rupees in the agriculture and allied sectors. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the schemes will transform the fortunes of millions of farmers in the country. Mr. Modi also informed that 6 new fertilizers companies have also been set up in the country and 25 crore soil health cards were distributed to farmers in the last 11 years. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has emphasized that the convergence of schemes represents the most effective developmental model. He said this while speaking at the function organized to participate in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's launching of schemes virtually from Itanagar today. Highlighting the Prime Minister's Dhan Dhaniya Krishi Yojana, Mr. Khandu expressed confidence that the scheme will be highly effective through the integration of schemes from various ministries and departments. He said Anjor district has been selected under the scheme and urged the State Agriculture Department to extend this model to all districts across Arunachal Pradesh. Addressing one of the major challenges in agriculture, Mr. Khandu pointed out that market linkage remains a key issue in the state. He noted that there is a huge demand for agricultural products from the army and security forces deployed in the state, but the supply currently falls short of the requirement. Expressing optimism, the Chief Minister hoped that the launch of Dhan Dhaniya Krishi Yojana will help find solutions to boost agricultural production and meet the growing demand in the state. GST Bajat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all over the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will empower different industries of West Bengal.
The next generation GST reforms have provided significant benefits to artisans, farmers and industries across West Bengal. Under the revised GST rates, the tax on key local products and handicrafts has been reduced to 5% from 12%, easing costs for hundreds of artisans and rural households engaged in their production. Under GST 2.0, taxes on Darjeeling tea extractions and essences have also been reduced from 18% to 5%. The reduction has strengthened the Darjeeling tea industry economy viability and ensured that this has heritage product continues to thrive both in domestic niche market and in the global premium beverage industry. Similarly, the tax cut on processed mango products, juices and jams from 12% to 5% has reduced their retail price by over 6%. This move has made processed products more affordable for domestic consumers and encourages the food processing industry. The reduction in GST has strengthened the rural livelihoods, enhanced margins for small producers and driven the growth of West Bengal's traditional and industrial sector. With these reforms, the state is poised to emerge as a hub of thriving markets, flourishing communities and globally competitive local products. With Rohan Ishani for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of Railways Aswini Vaishnaw visited the New Delhi Railway Station today and inspected the newly constructed Yatri Suvidha Kendra. Talking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnaw said the Yatri Suvidha Kendra has been built to facilitate a smooth movement of passengers and it will help reduce congestions around the station. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.